Welcome to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolken, and happy October. Wow, I don't even know where this year went. It just is like in the blink of an eye, 2015 is on its way to its final few months. And it was been an interesting time to speak with Ruth Dreher about, especially the last couple months, about the daily download. And in speaking off air with Ruth, we thought, well, how about for the month of October, we change it up a bit, because numerology is so vast and she's clearly the person to explain all the different uses. I mean, numbers in our world so much, so often. So let's show you a different facet of numerology this month. And so we are going to be doing the numerology of people, people in the news, iconic figures, people who make a difference in our lives, or we read about how they've impacted others. So welcome to the Saturday, October 3rd edition of Zeta Global Radio with Ruth Dreher.
Hello, Savanti.
Hi, Ruth.
This new month. And October actually isn't one, so it is a new month, a new beginning into the rest of this year. Because the Pope is in the United States now, I thought it would be really interesting to focus on him.
Okay.
So there's two sides to numerology that are very fascinating, and most people know about it from when you add up your name or your birthday, what that reveals. But there's a part of it that fascinates me as a reader the most, and that's when you give every letter in the person's name a number, which is between 1 and 9, and you add up how many of each one of those numbers. I think that's where we look for karmic patterns. I think that's where we look for what people have brought in with them from other lifetimes. And if people don't believe in reincarnation or that we lived in other lifetimes, they can just say, well, that's just how I am. But I think we have lived other lifetimes.
I do too. I'm with you, because when you are clearly attached to something and all things keep pointing to a culture or a heritage, and you have no idea, or you've never been to that part of the world, for me, it's like, well, gosh, I must have lived here before.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Even going through Europe and saying, oh my gosh, look at how bad it looks now compared to my memories. And so when you count up how many ones, twos, threes, fours, five, six, sevens, eights, nines, that's called an inclusion table. And the way it's read is you look for what do you have the most of and what do you have the least of. And he has some very unusual numbers, and starting with that he has four sixes in his name at birth, where most people have none or one. So four might not sound like a lot, but if you compare it to others who have none, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
That means through lifetimes after lifetimes, he's been a very caring person, willing and wanting to be of service. Service is like his second nature.
That's what the six represents?
Yes. Well, the six is family, home, love, responsibility, relationships, beauty. So anything that falls within that is six. Service would definitely fall. And being of service and caring about taking care of people and being kind to them, that's six.
Beautiful.
And he has four. So he's done that so many lifetimes, he wouldn't know how not to do that. I was reading up about, and there was this quote that he said, my people are poor, and I am one of them. Now, that's somebody who's willing to be of service. That's like Mother Teresa.
Sure, absolutely. That's what I felt. That's what, as soon as you said that, the first thing that flashed in my mind was Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm. And then, and this is unusual too, he has three sevens in his name at birth, and most people don't have any sevens. Those letters are G, P, and Y, and they're not usual in people's names. And so that's lifetimes where he's been in churches, pyramids, ashrams, places where he's been in silence, where he's learning, and seven is the seeker. Seven's searching for truth and meaning and substance and what is life really about. And the deepest things, literally, that would be God, unless you want to give that a different energy. Creator, let's say that. I saw Prime Source the other day. That was nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Anyway, he's been this Pope business many, many lifetimes. So his most of all that is nines, and nine is the number of compassion, tolerance, acceptance, forgiveness. It's like of the nine numbers, nine is the oldest. So it sees things from a more philosophical place, and it's got a great tendency to want to save the world. People who have a lot of nines, they kind of don't even know they exist. They just mostly think about others. When I do a personal reading, I encourage people with a lot of nines to think about themselves. But he didn't come to me. He didn't ask for my opinion. And so he is out wanting to help the whole world. And he's done that in many lifetimes. He's not new to it. And so what he's missing is eights. And eight, because it's a missing number, is something we do out of balance. And so his missing number would mean he's so much for fairness, justice, judgment, trying to shift the energy into a balance. And he's been called that, a prophet of justice. He expresses authentic judgment in matters of faith and justice. And that's exactly his missing eight, which is what the vowels of his name add up to and is called his heart's desire. So everything plugs into what we come in with in our inclusion tub. Our past lives help us set up this life.
Wow. That's fascinating and powerful. Thank you so much for letting us know about this incredible being.
I enjoyed researching him.
Do you want to share who's going to be on next week, or we'll leave it a surprise for everybody?
I thought I'd ask you, who would you like to learn about next week?
Perfect.
Or maybe some of your listeners could call in with suggestions.
Perfect, yes. If you want to nominate somebody to do a reading, let us know on our Facebook page by Wednesday of next week, and that will give us enough time to get the information to Ruth, and we'll make sure you tune in and listen to the numerology. And it's just absolutely fascinating. I remember on your show, and everyone can go back to the archives and listen on our bbsradio.com/ZGR. We have the archives of when you did Richard Gere and Russell Brand, and that was a huge hit. So I love that we're bringing this back. We're bringing sexy back, Ruth. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Savanti. My webpage is www.cybernumbers.com.
Excellent. And we'll have a lot more as we get in more detail about Ruth's upcoming visit to Albuquerque, New Mexico for her numerology workshop. It's a one-day workshop taking place on Saturday, October 17th. And then we will also, since Ruth is here, have availability on that Sunday and Monday to do private sessions, and they're booking fast. So if you want to learn more, please visit cybernumbers.com. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. A very special retreat is coming to Northern New Mexico. Clairvoyant life coach, energy healer, and meditation teacher Anne O'Brien from Flowering Soul leads a retreat October 22nd through the 25th called Finding Your Life of Enchantment. Come on this adventure to the land of vast blue skies, pristine air, and magical light, and find space within to find the enchantment in your life. The 4-day, 3-night retreat includes incredible accommodations, meals, yoga, Pilates, meditation, energy clearings, and manifesting exercises. Be with other like-minded souls and take the journey of a lifetime. Register now at floweringsoul.com and tell them you heard about their incredible excursion on Zeta Global Radio. Wow, Ruth, thank you so much for the download on the Pope. What an extraordinary human being. Well, I just wanted to get into our positive news segment, and I'm going solo today. Vitaly and Patricia are off today from their news anchorship, but I just have a couple events. One of the events I wanted to mention, of course, is Ruth Dreher's workshop. She's coming to Albuquerque, New Mexico, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. She's going to have a one-day workshop on Saturday the 17th here in Knob Hill, the heart of Albuquerque, from 10 to 5. There's no experience necessary. If you want to know the world of numbers, how incredibly important all the numbers are, start to get to learn this cosmic language and meet Ruth herself. She's got a book out. It's been really popular for a long time called The Power of Numerology. And she will be with us live on Saturday, October 17th. On Sunday and Monday, she'll be holding private sessions. So if you want to either choose a day group workshop, please join us on that 17th or on Sunday or Monday. Spaces are still available for private registrations and private sessions. To learn more, please go to the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. There is a event page set up there. So please join us. It's going to be absolutely incredible. We're really gifted to have her be in the land of enchantment with us. I also wanted to share that right now going on, it started actually today, and it's going to run through October 31st, also in New Mexico. I guess this is like local news day. There is an extraordinary tarot exhibit by the artist of named Denise Weaver Ross, and she is unveiling her House of Cards, the whole deck. And this is a pretty extraordinary exhibit. She has combined the worlds of tarot and all sorts of incredible designs, and she's taken the 52 cards in a deck of cards, and she's made very large-scale paintings. So her exhibit is not to be missed. If you're in town or visiting, you can actually go to tortugagallery.org, and that's T-O-R-T-U-G-A gallery.org. We'll also go ahead and have that on our Facebook page, but that seems like an exhibit you wouldn't want to miss if you are anywhere in New Mexico. The last event I'd like to share, and this is also coming to New Mexico, we've got a lot happening here in the Land of Enchantment. There is an event coming up October 22nd through 25th, and actually one of our upcoming guests, Anne O'Brien, who is conducting this workshop as well as being the featured guest on our show on October 17th, talking about clearing energies, she is having a stunning workshop of a small gathering of people on a 1,200-acre private ranch. The event is called Finding Your Life of Enchantment, and really it's about getting a new you, coming into anchoring a deeper sense of self and reclaiming the wonder of life and really kind of getting the next steps for yourself. She's going to have a 4-day, 3-night retreat in beautiful accommodations with meals and meditations and Pilates and breathing practices and energy clearings and you name it. She's going to have this put together. She's coming from LA to do this, and a lot of people are very interested in her work, and I look forward to not only going to her retreat October 22nd and 25th, but also to listening to the show here when she shares all her gifts. For more information, go to floweringsoul.com, and also we'll have information on our Facebook page. Thanks so much. We'll take a break and be right back.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvidrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Hi, ZGR listeners. Join us for 1 week and only with best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for a special workshop at Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Learn the magical language of the numbers and how powerful they are as a tool for our daily living. You'll see the world around you in an entirely different way. Group workshop is on Saturday, October 17th, with private sessions on Sunday and Monday, October 18th and 19th. To register now, visit cybernumbers.com. The Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group is proud to announce their upcoming Tarot Symposium, Lifting the Veil, October 31st through November 1st. Open to all levels of readers, join top presenters Cheryl Ryder, who will be teaching a workshop on lifting the veil to reveal hidden meanings with the tarot card reversals. Stuart Warren will share his Tarot of the Alchemist as outlined in the Azoth workshop. Poet Jules Nyquist will be leading a workshop on writing from the tarot, as well as artist Denise Weaver Ross, who will be leading a session on drawing the tarot, art and meditation, in addition to showcasing her one-person show, House of Cards, the Whole Deck Art Exhibit. Don't miss this incredible event, all taking place at Tortuga Gallery. Registration is only $80 and includes light meals. Limited seating to this incredible gathering, so visit meetup.com and look up the Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group and RSVP yes. Hi, welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin. I hope you had the chance out there to listen to Positive News segment, which we do every week, talking about the greatest events, people, visionary leaders, all making a difference in the world to uplift and expand us. So thank you for partaking in that. And without wasting any more time on introducing our beautiful and wonderful, all the way from Denmark calling in, we have here today Jacqueline Maria Longstaff, she's from Denmark, but she's truly a world citizen of the world. And we are talking today about sex, love, and higher consciousness. And she is the author of 6 books, including her latest that talks on this subject, which is Relationship as a Spiritual Pathway. Moving from relationship, and you didn't misunderstand me, I really said that, from relationship to true relationship. In addition to her current book, she's also written other books you might have known called Kaleidoscope and The Cosmic Airport, which is a vision whose time has come. Please welcome to the show, the Zeta Global Radio Airwaves, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, Sivante. It's good to be with you.
Thank you. So I've had a chance to have a few visits with you, and I lived in Sweden. I think, I don't know if I told you that, so Scandinavia is a very special part of the world for me. And I know you not only reside there, but you also have an ashram in India. So I thought maybe we can talk a little bit about your background and what you do in India, and then we'll, as time goes on here, we'll get right into sex, love, and higher consciousness.
Okay. Well, yes, as you say, I have an ashram in India near a very sacred little hill called Arunachala, a very powerful energy field. And, you know, many years ago, I thought my time in India was over. And people were actually looking for an ashram for me in Europe. And suddenly this mountain, Arunachala, started calling me in meditation, and I just knew I had to go back to India. And the next thing that happened was that somebody bought land for me to make an ashram, and now people come from all over the world to be with me on meditation retreat and satsangs and different programs that I hold during the months I am in India each year. So it's a very powerful energy field. It's a simple ashram, and people have the opportunity to go very, very deep, you know, when they kind of move away for a month or so from the world and the distractions and really come into such an energy field as we have at Singing Heart Ashram.
Beautiful. Do you have a particular teacher that you study with, or are you just a cosmically aligned to the universal teacher, or what is sort of your background and what's led you to writing all these beautiful books?
Yeah, I have no longer any teacher in that way. Many, many years ago, I had a guru who was actually one of Osho's disciples, and I've had other teachers who've inspired me. But very early on, I had quite a big awakening, and it took some years to integrate and ground that awakening. And I have my own students in different parts of the world. And I write books, as you say. I travel and hold satsangs and meditation retreats. I work a lot with the death process and with spiritual relationship, especially the man-woman relationship, because I see that so much healing is needed in this area. This is why I wrote the book on spiritual relationship. And it was, relationship was a big part of my own pathway, very big part.
Well, I think that what you are, not I think that, I should say I know that what you are sharing and what you'll begin to share with our listeners today is something that is so prevalent and so important and so on the minds of everyone, whether they're in a relationship and wanting to make it better, and or they're looking for a relationship, that true relationship. So when I read your title, Moving from Relationship to True Relationship, that really encompasses it all. So I'm very excited to sort of learn about the pieces of whatever we can share today in our hour together that will assist our listeners further in finding that great heart-expanding place inside themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what I would like to focus on, if possible, it's two aspects of relationship, because it's a huge topic. And as you said, in your introduction, we can be looking at sex, love, and higher consciousness. And also, I'd like to say something about the inner wedding, because this is many people today are getting ready for this inner process that we call the inner wedding. So if we could focus on these two topics, that I feel that would be fine.
Well, let's do that. I think that's terrific. Why don't we talk about, it's interesting, one of the things you said off air is that sex, love, and higher consciousness are in that particular order because you are ascending, if you will, into the rungs on the ladder. So maybe if you can is just touch on that a little bit, and then we can, in the next segment and segment after that, get into a little bit more of ways we can attain that level.
Yes. Well, when I say that, as I'm going to say now, that sex is the lowest rung on the ladder, I don't mean that in any negative or judgmental way. I just mean it's connected with the lower chakras, the Muladhara and the Swadhisthana, the first and the second chakra. And they are of a lower vibration. They move more slowly, right? And the love energy is very much connected with the heart. And the heart chakra is vibrating at a higher frequency than the first two chakras. And then the higher consciousness, we're moving up to what is called the third eye and the Sahasrara, the crown chakra, which are very high vibrating energies. And many people today are working very consciously in their relationship to lift the vibration and bring together the sexual energy, the love in the heart, and their meditation, that their meditative practice, the higher consciousness. And I would really say this is the way we need to be moving on this planet today. Because if you just look around in the world to what a low level the sexual energy has fallen, I mean, just look at all the, you know, the pedophilia, the pornography, the rapes and so on. People are going absolutely crazy. The sexual energy is being abused and misused all over the planet. And there are many people who are doing now their very best to work consciously with the sexual energy. And the sexual energy is a beautiful energy. It's a joyful energy. It nourishes the physical body. But people need to be able to use it consciously. So when I work with people, first of all, people need to have a good connection with their sexual energy and with the physical body. Because if they don't have that, then you can't really make free this energy and lift it. So first of all, we would be working with the sexual energy to awaken it, to be comfortable with it. And then I would be teaching people how to work with that energy, lifting it up during the sexual relationship with their partner, to be able to lift that energy to the heart. So you start having this powerful sexual experience, but that is very, very loving and very, very compassionate. And from there, you lift these energies into your meditative practice. You know, I'm sure many listeners who listen to your radio show, Savanti, they're probably used to working with these energies. You know, if you said to some people on the planet, you know, in the middle of making love with your partner, stop, tune into the heart, look into each other's eyes, go into meditation, they would laugh at you. They would think, you know, this was absolutely crazy. I'm sure there's many people listening to your show for whom this would be very natural. So this is really working with the sex, the love, and the higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. And what actually happens as a result of this, it is the lovemaking will be so powerful, so nourishing, and it will take you beyond any kind of desire. All desires in the end will disappear in your lovemaking. And I mean, it is a beautiful pathway to walk if you have a partner and if this kind of a pathway feels right for you.
I think that I'm so grateful that you're sharing this information, because I agree with you that that energy's been misdirected. And I also think that when you have so much of that lower vibrational energy, meaning that it's down in the lower part of our chakras, we can, and maybe you can touch on this, and this might have to go possibly into the next segment, but how we can utilize that energy and move it up for creativity, for other areas. Perhaps if we don't have our partner yet and we're not in relationships in that way, that we can utilize that sexual energy for other outlets that are beneficial for ourselves.
Of course we can, because I would always say to people, suppress. Don't suppress your sexual energy, whether you have a partner or you're alone. When you feel your sexual energy, breathe with it, enjoy it, let it flow into every cell in your physical body, because otherwise your sexual energy becomes a kind of shadow side. And you know, there are many people on the so-called spiritual pathway who think that if they're spiritual, they shouldn't have any sexual energy. This is absolute nonsense. And then the sexuality becomes a shadow and the energy becomes perverted. And not only talking about sexual energy, but anything of a lower vibration within you, you have to be comfortable with it. If people cannot accept their shadow, they cannot really move into what I would call an awakening to the self. I often say to people that it's only when you can embrace yourself that you can embrace the universe. So your sexual energy, your anger, fear, jealousy, rage, whatever it might be, please don't call it unspiritual. It's just stuff that's been pushed into the basement. And the more you can be comfortable with these energies and know that you can lift them, you can transform them, then your way on your spiritual pathway will be so much easier and much lighter and more joyful.
Thank you. Wow. All right, we're going to take a break here on Zeta Global Radio. You're listening to Lainey Savante-Wolken.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio on this extraordinary topic of sex, love, and higher consciousness. All three topics that are on the minds of many of us, really wanting to attain that higher ground. And with us to lead the way is Jacqueline Maria Longstaff, author of 6 books, including Relationship as a Spiritual Pathway, Moving from Relationship to True Relationship. So Jacqueline, in the last segment, we were talking more about sex and sexuality and sexual energy, and now we're kind of moving up the ladder and raising our vibration, going up the chakra system as well. And now let's move into love a little bit. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So love, yes. And for many people on the planet today, love is still a more, or their idea of love is still a more sentimental energy. But love is a very, very clear energy. It's pure. And love, it is acceptance. It is total acceptance of what is in the moment it is happening, or the person you are with. It's total acceptance of their shadow and everything. And when we talk about love, I am not talking about falling in love. You know, as many people say today, we have to leave behind falling in love. We have to learn how to rise in love. And this is very, very important. So love is not lust. And as I speak about love, I would like to say a little bit about the inner wedding. Because this is also one of the things, one of the topics I work a lot with in many parts of the world. And I would like to just tell you quickly how it came to be that I went through this inner wedding process, what actually happened. It happened many years ago in the 80s, where I went to somebody for a massage treatment, a man. And when I got home from the treatment, I was just sitting in my room, and suddenly there was a huge explosion of light in the room. The man was standing there in the middle of the room in his light body, and this huge, like a booming voice came and said, "Jacqueline, this man is a tantra master, and he is your tantra master." That actually happened. And I just sat there watching this whole thing, and then followed 2 years of the most intense and painful experience I've ever been through. Because all I wanted was to be with this man. I wanted to make love with him. I wanted it to be him and me in a love relationship. And luckily for me, he'd already taken a vow many years ago that he would never be in any relationship with anybody he gave massage treatment to. So I had to go through the whole process of taking back my projection. I was projecting my animus, my inner man, onto him. And I had to take that back. And what I would really like to tell people, because there may be others who are having this experience, I was shocked at the time of how unwilling I was to do that work. I knew exactly what I was supposed to do. And the energy was so powerful. The attraction was so strong. All I wanted to do was to have this man. Now, people who are listening to you have heard of Jung, Carl Jung. You know, what Jung said was, when people work with the integration of the shadow, they are becoming apprentices. They have to go through they have to pass the apprenticeship test. But when somebody is integrating the anima or the animus, they are doing their master training. They have to pass the master test. And I really understand Jung saying this. It was much easier for me to work with my shadow than to be willing to integrate this man and let go of my wish to have him. You understand?
Sure,
and
sure.
The love that came out of that and the creativity, it was enormous. And it was real love. And when this was over, I could let that man go with love and blessings and deep gratitude. So love is a very powerful energy, and a lot of deep work has to be done. And a couple in relationship can help each other to do this work as well, to come into the heart together. And a huge, a very, very important thing to work with in the, with the heart is acceptance of what is, and acceptance of the other, shadow and light.
Gorgeous. Do you, I know for so long everyone hears the expression, love conquers all. And I truly believe that. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that. And there's more to it than just love as the word. It's the vibration. It's the frequency. And that, I think, trumps everything. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
I totally agree with you. I'm just remembering John Lennon, all you need is love. You know, it's become a bit of a cliche, but actually it's a very high spiritual teaching. And very often people, to be able to get in touch with the depths of their heart, the depths of the heart chakra, they have to go through a lot of pain and suffering. And if people aren't willing to do that, they're not going to be able to harvest the energy lying deep, the love energy lying in the depths of the heart.
Do you feel that we can share with the audience your thoughts about loving yourself first, so you can really marry your own beloved, marry yourself first, so then you can bring forward the beloved on the outside?
Yes, very true. Because if people cannot love and accept themselves, it makes the journey very, very difficult. So it is very, very important. But inside of every man, there is also a beloved inner woman. And inside of every woman, there is a beloved inner man. And when the time comes for that anima or animus to be integrated, life will really, really let you know. And the more highly evolved you are, the more difficult this can be, because the more energy there is. And, you know, I remember this man who gave me the massage. He said to me one day, he said, "You don't want a man, you want a God." And it was so true. I was projecting the divine energy, my own and that of the animus. I was projecting it all onto him.
Well, I use the expression all the time about finding your man God, because truly, you know, to find a man or a woman who can truly embody God as acknowledging that within themselves, that's somebody who's enlightened and evolved and ready to do a true journey. So I use that word all the time, actually, like, oh, wow, he's truly a man God.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say that I saw a quotation many years ago, and I don't know where I saw it. I can't remember, actually. And it was, unity can only be attained within the void. Unity can only be attained within the void. And this will bring us to the third part, of course, you know, the higher consciousness. But this is so true. This unity that people are looking for together with a partner, you can only really attain it when you come into that state of emptiness together.
Wow, that's beautiful. If you're just tuning in, we are speaking to Jacqueline Maria Longstaff, and we are talking about sex, love, and higher consciousness, and we are pretty much in the love mode. And Jacqueline, how do people learn more about the work that you do? I know we'll talk a little bit later about some of the live workshops when you come to the U.S., but is there a website or Facebook, or how can someone learn more about the work that you're doing right now, as well as your books?
Yes, I have a website, and it's cosmicairport.com. Cosmicairport.com. I don't do Facebook, but people can connect with me over the website.
Beautiful. And are they able to buy your books there as well?
I'm just in the process of getting the relationship book set up with PayPal on the website.
Excellent. So we will keep people posted on our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page and allow people to stay in touch with the work that you're doing. So when we come back, we're going to take another little break, and what we'll do is get into the last aspect of this incredible trio, the Trinity, sex, love, and higher consciousness. And let's move into higher consciousness. I think that's the best place we could all be. So stick around. A lot more here on Zeta Global Radio. We'll be right back. Dr. Lori Eanes and 101 Integrative Health are giving you the opportunity for an inside look at your optimal well-being. A very special journey awaits you in their upcoming 5-day program of health rejuvenation at the awe-inspiring MAGA Retreat Center in Sedona, Arizona, October 21st through the 25th. Declutter and detox from life's routine with medicinal foods, therapeutic massages, customized fitness and nutrition sessions, Tao yoga, and meditation exercises. You'll also receive an extensive health and lifestyle assessment from Dr. Lori, a 14-year medical practitioner who has treated nearly 50,000 patients. Only a few openings left to experience the transformation of a lifetime. To register and for more information, call 505-797-7891. That's 505-797-7891. Or you can visit Dr. Lori's website at drlorienes.com. That's Dr. LORIEANES.com. Attention ZGR listeners, are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I hope you are enjoying the show as much as I am. We are here with Jacqueline Maria Longstaff, calling in from Denmark, one of my favorite places in the world. And she wrote many books. You might remember, I actually read it. I didn't know that you were the author. This is exciting because I did read The Cosmic Airport sometime back. And that was beautiful. And now you have a new book that we're talking about today. And this subject is sex, love, and higher consciousness. And we've touched on sex, we've touched on love, and now we're going to move into higher consciousness, something I think a lot of the listeners who come to Zeta Global Radio are looking to achieve. So go ahead. The floor is yours, Ms. Jacqueline.
Thank you, Savante. I would like to start this segment with a quotation from my book on relationship. This is something I wrote to people long time back. This journey may bring you into contact with archetypal energies and experiences you thought only happened to others, like those who write books about such matters. It will test your ability to stay in touch with the open heart at times when it would seem much easier and less painful to turn away and find someone to blame. And this is something I wrote to people because, you know, as you go through this inner wedding process and can't have, as I was saying earlier, what you think you want, it can be so painful. And there are times when you wish there was somebody you could blame, or, you know, that it's very, very difficult. But this is why the energy of the heart is so important, because in the end, as I often say, everything can be embraced within the heart. You just have to learn how to do it. And I wonder if you have heard of a man from Australia. He's no longer in the physical body, Savante. His name was Barry Long. I remember also he used to talk about how hundreds, thousands of years ago, before what he called the fall, man and woman would come together. And it's not about having sex, not even making love. They would come together and make God. And they would, like, renew the golden energy in their auras together. They would make God. And this is really what sex, love, and higher consciousness is all about. It's about getting to the stage where together, you, in your lovemaking, you make God. And I really would recommend people look at the work of Barry Long. He just has some wonderful things that he shares with people, and he was very passionate about this work. But just, you know, maybe the listeners would like to ask themselves, when you, in your lovemaking, have you had the experience of making God? If not, can you imagine how this could happen? You know, maybe just listening to this will trigger something in you and help you to take your next step towards the bringing together the sexuality, the love in the heart, and the higher consciousness, the meditation.
Wow, that's so powerful. I've never heard that before. Making God.
Yeah,
it's. I just love that. You know, instead of good morning, I always say God morning. I mean, I'm always looking for ways to remind people that all is God, and I haven't utilized that making God, but I'm gonna mention that to Howard and see where it goes. Terrific. So tell us more about higher consciousness. Can you have higher consciousness without the sex and the love? Because it's an evolution. As you said, it's ascending. So you need, where can you go straight into higher consciousness, or you need to have the love to get the consciousness, or you need to have the sex to get the love? Tell us a little bit more about how that works.
Now I understand what you mean, yes. Well, you can't have higher consciousness without the love. You know, it's very interesting. In the heart chakra, the petals of the heart chakra, they are also enclosed in the thousand-petaled chakra of the Sahasrara, the crown chakra. They are reflected there. And it's like you have to go through the heart chakra to be able to open up to the highest vibration. And this is something that I do like to speak about, because, you know, a person who is a black magician, they can be very powerful, but they can never have full power, because a black magician does not go through the heart. It's like existence has this built-in safety mechanism. only when you go through the heart can you really raise the energy and have full power. And if you go through the heart, you cannot misuse the power. You understand?
Yes. Wow.
If you have a lot of pain around your heart, I'm speaking to your listeners now, eh? If you have pain, you have sadness, sometimes it feels too tough to go into this stuff, be brave. You know, be courageous. Courageous, like in French, the heart is la cœur, like courage. Be courageous. You know, go into the heart, go through the pain and the sadness, because the energy waiting for you there is so powerful, and you cannot move on to really realize your true nature, to realize yourself, the self, I mean with a big S, if you don't go through the heart. And also, if you haven't done the work down in the basement, the shadow or the lower vibrating energies, you know, cleaning up your power, being okay with the sexuality, the Kundalini energy is not going to rise up. Mm-hmm. So we have to go through it all. We're here to experience it all. And I can tell you, there is love behind whatever you are experiencing. That's not something I've read or I'm saying it because somebody else has said it. This is my own experience. There is love behind it all. Everything is fine.
Wow. I forgot I was listening. I forgot I'm interviewing you. I just got completely lost. Like I was really taking, really receiving of what you're sharing. I think that's so incredibly important, especially for the people who are just waking up. In fact, maybe for not everyone who listens have even knows what the Kundalini is. Maybe just to talk about that just for a minute, because obviously if we're starting at the basement and working our spiraling our way up to higher consciousness, knowing what that aspect is might give us a little bit, because I think people hear that word a lot and may not fully able to understand that. So if you could touch on that a second, and then we continue to move back into higher consciousness, I think that would be great.
Okay. Well, just briefly, we could say the Kundalini energy in most people on the planet is lying dormant. It's a powerful energy, and it's lying dormant in the first chakra. And as people start working, you know, working like with yoga, massage, Tai Chi, they start awakening that energy. And the energy will begin to rise. And this is also why I talk so much about being okay with your shadow. Because when the Kundalini energy starts to rise, it's a fiery energy. It's fire, it's light. And it's going to shed light. It's going to activate all the stuff that you won't look at. And this is where people can come into great difficulties. You know, if they're opening up to a lot of light and they're not dealing with the shadow, then the Kundalini energy cannot rise in a safe way. I mean, I'm just being very brief here because I know we don't have so much time.
Sure.
But this is what Kundalini means. And one of the things I also suggest for couples in relationship is that the man and woman, or two men, two women, whatever it is, that they spend time in meditation together regularly, that they consciously build up a high energy field together, and they nourish this energy field, and because two energies are more powerful than one, you know. So if people meditate together, this also, when you really strengthen the meditative energy together, you are strengthening an aspect of yourselves that is beyond all the drama. You know, all the dramas that happen on the emotional level. And if you are strengthening something that is beyond that, then what you strengthen will be there to help you through the dramas and the difficulties. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think we'll do, I'd love to have you back, Jacqueline. We'll have another show, I think, just on this topic, because of course it's long and extended, and I think it's a I'm going to say a hot topic, because a lot of people want to know, what does it mean when Kundalini rises, how to awaken your Kundalini and such. So with just a few minutes left we have here, I'd love to talk about you and your coming to the United States. I know you do a lot of traveling. I know our wonderful Kashiana, who's with us so often on the show, we enjoy her. Your Sacred Exploration Organization will be supporting and sponsoring your workshops that are coming to the Bay Area. So if we can touch on that, I'd love to let the listeners know so they can plan ahead if there's an opportunity for them to make their way and see you live and what you're going to be doing.
Yes, thank you. And I'm so happy that Ikasiana is facilitating these programs for me. And the first one, it's around the weekend of the 6th of November. And I believe we've called that Relationship as a Spiritual Pathway. And then the following weekend, we will be focusing deeply on the sex, love, and higher consciousness. And anybody coming to the ashram in India at the end of December, I will also be doing an inner wedding program. But I was hoping that maybe I could also do an inner wedding in America, in California, in the springtime when I come back again, probably around April or something. But so that we could do three different weekends in the Bay Area.
Great. So that's in Northern California. We actually have a lot of listeners from India and from Nepal, so everybody over there, make your way down. You're in the south of India, is that correct?
Near the mountain Arunachala.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep everybody posted on how to get involved with all of these different locales and workshops and everything you'd want to know to spend time and meet Jacqueline in person and meet Akashiana. We are so glad you were able to spend time with us today, and thank you so much for enlightening us. And just even the beginning, I know there's so much more on this topic, and we'll certainly have you back, but a big heartfelt taksumeket, and thank you for being here on the show today, Jacqueline.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Well, I wish everybody out there a beautiful rest of your weekend, and keeping sex, love, and higher consciousness in your mind. May it be terrific, and we look forward to seeing you on our community on Facebook, and wish you a wonderful week. Take care.
Great.